Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
I want to thank James Rosen, your correspondent, for bringing this to my attention, because if he hadn't a couple of weeks ago, I would never have known that that this occurred. So, first of all, kudos to him. And he's a journalist that I have great respect for.
That's State Department spokesperson John Kirby yesterday on Fox & Friends talking about this Glitchgate story that was uncovered by James Rosen over at the Fox News Channel. This is a big deal, and to help me explain why it's a big deal, joining us for our regular weekly conversation is Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel, host of Special Report. Brett, look, in this town, you have to deal with public officials, and there has to be a level of trust between reporter and public officials. And what we found out and what James discovered was that a really crucial packet, a snippet of video, had been removed, excised by somebody at the State Department because it was a little embarrassing. And they were trying to alter the transcript or the official record, the official video record of that event, to sort of keep some stuff from being played up, I guess, later on. And James discovered it. John Kirby was very nice there, but Jen Psaki was not so nice.
Hey, good morning, guys. Jen took it personally that she was getting questions about who was behind it, and you had an on-the-record statement about attacking her credibility and integrity, and I think, and it was a much different response than obviously.
But in fact, I don't think James was actually on the show the other day talking about this, and I watched very carefully the coverage of this. I don't think he did attack.
No, he didn't. That's what I mean. It just kind of came out of the blue. I mean, he sent her an email to ask about her statement that she put out right away. That she didn't alter the transcript, and obviously this dealt with the video.
Right.
And anyway, bottom line is it's serious for this reason. You know, people look at it and say, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is that if you have an administration that is going back and we believe that was edited, they said, on the day that it happened, and taking out 8 minutes of a video from a briefing, because in it, the spokesperson acknowledges that, yeah, they did lie when they previously said that there were no government-to-government negotiations with Iran. And the reason James kind of found that out is because it was a story about Ben Rhodes, you remember, the Deputy National Security Advisor, who the big, long story that he was kind of touting how he had pulled one over, and the administration had, on reporters to get the Iran deal through. James sent his producer to look back at that briefing, and they couldn't find the exchange and realized it had been excised out.
Yeah. Hey, Brett, I would love to get your take on the events in the Republican Party over the course of the last 4 weeks. You know, the narrative right after the Indiana primary was, well, looks like Trump's the presumptive nominee, but there's this huge Never Trump faction, and the Republican Party is more splintered than ever. Fast forward to yesterday, Paul Ryan comes out, gives the endorsement. Latest poll shows that 85% of Republicans have now coalesced and said they will vote for Donald Trump, and the best the Never Trump crowd can get is David French, really nice guy, but he's a columnist for National Review. I don't know if he's going to be necessarily a real threat as an independent candidate. Are you surprised that this has sort of turned the way that it's turned in Trump's favor?
Yeah, I'm not surprised that much of the party has kind of come to the realization that he's going to be the nominee. I wonder about, you know, enthusiasm about getting out, you know, the base conservatives and where they are as far as, you know, the Trump organization. I do wonder about that. I think that Hillary Clinton is probably going to have some sort of a bump when she finishes her process, and how that plays in the swing states is really what matters. But Trump, listen, he has been reaching out, but he hasn't really changed his approach to how he's going about campaigning.
Brian, you know, you just mentioned Hillary Clinton. Brian and I had a mini debate in the last half hour. I think that after the California primary, there's going to be some sort of meeting between the Sanders and Clinton campaigns, and Sanders is going to come out with a tacit endorsement pretty quickly within the week. What do you think is going to happen there?
If she wins. But if Bernie Sanders wins,
well, that's just
the
thing.
I think that this continues on. And frankly, the biggest part about the Bernie Sanders movement heading into Philadelphia in the Democratic convention is the fight that's going to happen on the platform that will really be, I think, kind of embarrassing for the Democratic Party. Because why do I say that? On issues like Israel, there is going to be a fight on these big issues that Hillary Clinton is not going to sign on to, and yet the platform is going to be voted on and may actually go the Sanders people's way.
All right. Very quickly, I know that, you know, when I worked over at the Fox News Channel, you spent endless hours preparing for convention coverage.
Yeah.
And I know you're doing that now. And I just got to wonder, how much attention are you paying to the possibility of riots at both of these conventions?
We're definitely factoring it in. And we have a lot of a team of correspondents and producers who will be out and about. We've got, you know, we've talked about security, and we're dealing with the both conventions. It's a factor. And, I mean, we've just gotten a little taste of it, as you know, along the way. But I think it'll be a big factor once we get to both of those places. I think the conventions themselves, like I said, the platform fight in both places is going to be interesting. Candidates don't usually pay attention to platforms, but it'll just be where the party is. And then, you know, the show itself is going to be quite something in Cleveland. If you think about Donald Trump, he's probably going to make it at least very watchable.
I want Gary Busey involved. Brett, this is a little awkward and embarrassing, but let me just sort of translate Brian's question for you. When things get nasty, have you got our back?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right, good.
Come on,
I borrow a gas mask?
Of course.
When I left Fox News, I had to turn in my gas mask, and I've regretted that decision ever since.
We've got the Fox News Channel gas mask.
All right, thank you very
much,
Brett.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.